that makes sense.
Hallelujah. We're in the name of Jesus Christ. We're gathered here today to study His words and to give Him praise.
我们看一个人的一生，有时候是可以做我们的见证。
When we look at the life of someone, we can see many good examples.
那也可以给我们当好的榜样。
And they set examples for us to strive after.
亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各，他们是在先祖史里面的先三个人物。
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are the forefathers.
他们现在如果是在乐园里面看到我们在讲他，不晓得什么感触。
I don't know how they'll feel when they're in paradise now, hearing us talking about them.
但是他们每个人有不同的个性。
They all have different personalities.
亚伯拉罕我们看到的，他是一直向前的。
Abraham was a man that strived forward.
以撒是顺服的。
Isaac was a man of submission.
那雅各呢？
And what about Jacob?
如果我们用现在的话来讲。
If we put it in modern terms,
雅各他是一个以人人本主义的有神论者。
Jacob was one who believed in God, but yet went with his own ways.
他相信有神。
He believed in the existence of God.
他也相信他的拳头。
But he also believed in his own fist.
他也相信他自己的能力。
He believed in his own abilities.
这是他的开始。
And this was how he began.
跟他相对的，他的双胞胎的哥哥就不一样了。
And his brother Esau was different.
他的哥哥是以人为主、人本主义的无神论者。
His brother neither believed in God, didn't believe in God, and only trusted in himself.
他凭着他的本事，并且凭着他先天优良的这个他的本质，啊，加上他后天的努力，他在人间奔跑，在人间得美味。
He trusted in his own abilities and his skills, and he worked hard and worked in the world.
他一生，这是他们两个兄弟的对比啊。
And this was a contrast between these two brothers.
雅各如果他跟他哥哥比起来，在当时社会环境是很差的。
Compared to his brother, Jacob was at a disadvantage.
因为生下来的时候，他哥哥就全身红，并且有毛，这是很健康的表现。
When they were born, his brother was full of hair and was quite pink, and that is a sign of health.
这个小老弟没有讲。这个小老弟圣经没有记载。
But this little brother was not mentioned.
再来，在当时的社会，我们知道亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各他们是牧羊人。那牧羊之外，如果他会打猎的话，这是很好的额外的外快。
At the time, Abraham and Isaac were shepherds, and if someone could have the ability to hunt, it was something quite beneficial.
身体健康才可以出去打猎啊。
You can only hunt when you're healthy.
你身体不好的话，你要打那个野鹿或是打山猪，反而被山猪打掉了。
If you don't have a strong body, then the animals will come after you instead.
所以他哥哥奔跑在人间，好像畅通无阻啊。
So his older brother lived his life seemingly without no problem.
那这个小老弟天天只是跟妈妈窝在那个帐篷里面。
And this baby brother only hid in the tent with his mom.
我们不要用属灵的眼光来看，来解释说啊，安静啊，哈，然后听到他在这帐篷里面也没有听到啊。
We can't try to explain his way out of this by saying that he was quiet and he listened to the word, but the Bible didn't say so.
就以当时的社会背景来看的话，这个小老弟是没有出息的。
In the society at the time,He was a useless person.
也不适合社会生活的。
He was not fit to live in society.
当然事业比较有成，爸爸比较高兴，所以当然这个家里面爸爸喜欢老大去打猎回来，至少有得吃的啦。
And of course, the father liked the older brother better, who was because he was more successful.
哥哥如果社会有名，爸爸也沾光了，表扬一下哈，模范老人也有他的份。
Because the father was proud of the son, and people would say you have.Taught your son well.
这小老弟天天在家里面，可能跟在家里面，在帐篷里面，妈妈只能在那边削马铃薯啦，或是剪菜，只能做这些事情，不然还能做什么
？And at the same time, this kid brother probably only helped his mom peel some potatoes.
所以妈妈就喜欢这个小老弟啦。
So of course, the mother liked this brother.
这也很自然的。
And this is only natural.
这个家就四个人而已啊，变成两党啊。
So this family of four became two groups.
其实这是家里的悲剧嘛。
And this is something sad.
我们看雅各在帐篷里面有没有做出好事情来？
Did Jacob accomplish anything good in the tent?
做两件事。
He did two things.
第一个就是 他用他的聪明的头脑，趁着他哥哥累的时候，把他的长子名分买过来。
One, he used his wit to cheat his brother of the right of the firstborn.
第二个就是跟他妈妈一起用骗的把他哥哥的长子的那个祝福得到手。
And secondly, along with his mother, he stole the blessing of the firstborn from his brother.
其实这不是神的旨意啊。
These are now all not of God's will.
他会这样做，可能有他的苦衷。
He did this perhaps of his own reasons.
他想说我先天不足。
He said, I lack the qualities.
一样是双胞胎，他为什么要生老二？
Even though we're twins, why was I born second?
后天失调。
And he did not have a good environment.
因为他没有他哥哥那么有本事。我们知道他要他的妈妈叫他去他舅舅家娶太太的时候，他哥哥老早已经娶了好几个那个太太了。
Well, before he even got married, his brother has already married two wives.
在当时社会是你有办法才娶得到太太的。
Only men with abilities could marry at the time.
要什么代价？
They have to have good qualities.
你这个窝在家里的小老弟当然还是王老五一个啊，他哥哥已经娶了好几个，只是不好的就是了。
And of course, a man who stayed at home with his mom will remain single.
那他可能心里很不平衡啊。
And perhaps he felt that it was unfair.
他妈妈这时候一定会，妈妈跟他同国的嘛，一定天天说啊，你不要那么难过了。神就你在肚子里面，神已经应许说你以后要当老大。
And of course, his mother tried to comfort him by saying, God has promised you that you will be the greatest.
这是神的应许。
This was the promise of God.
是对的。
This was right.
他妈妈已经跟他讲好几次啊，你每次他心里不舒服的时候，应该说，没有关系，没有关系。
And when he felt bad, his mom probably repeated this promise to him.
那神也是要，神的旨意一定会成全。
And God's promise shall be fulfilled.
看你有没有对神的旨意的成全，有没有信心来领受。
It is.It depends on whether you have the faith to accept this promise.
历代都遇到这个问题啊。
Every generation has this problem.
亚伯拉罕我们看过，他也是应许到应验当中，他在那边徘徊，然后受很多的苦。
We saw Abraham who suffered a lot between the promise and the fulfillment.
我们今天早上有看到以撒，他不一样了，完全的顺服，所以他很舒服。
And this morning we saw Isaac who was completely obedient, so he lived a comfortable life.
这个雅各，他在肚子里面，神已经给他祝福了。
And Jacob, while he was still in his mother's womb, God has blessed him.
他还是等不及啊。
But he could not wait.
哦，所以他在帐篷里面就跟妈妈出了这种点子。
So in the tent, he came up with a plan with his mother.
他想说，用他的聪明要来为神的这个旨意要让他成全。
He tried to fulfill God's promise with his own intelligence.
所以他生下来的时候是他的名字叫做抓。
That's why his name means to grasp.
因为他就抓着他的哥哥的脚生下来的嘛。
Because he was born grasping onto his brother's feet.
你抓人的也会被抓。
Those who grasp others shall be grasped later.
他最先他是抓了哥哥了。
At first he was holding onto his brother.
这哥哥个性很豪爽啊。
And this A brother was quite generous.
在豪爽当中，他忽略了神的应许。
And because of that, he forgot the promise of God.
这种人好做朋友，但是在灵性上面常常会失败。
This he may make a good friend, but then in his faith, he often fails.
我们看他把那个长子名分卖了之后，他也一点那个感觉都没有，他起来吃喝起来就拍拍屁股就走了。
Even after he sold the right as the firstborn, he simply ate and drank and left.
一点没有思考一下，一点没有惆怅一下。
He didn't give much thought to it.
好，那这个雅各呢？他后来骗了他哥哥的那个，就是跟他妈妈用手段取到了这个祝福。
And then Jacob cheated the blessing from his brother with the help of his mother.
这时候神都没有讲话。
And God still did not say a word.
等到他。这些事情做完之后，开始苦难来了。
But after he has done all these things, suffering came upon him.
苦难来的时候，也就是神开始对他要操练的时候。
And this was a time when God was testing.
那他的苦难开始，就是他哥哥要杀他的时候。
It began when his brother wanted to kill him.
我们布道会的时候，常常会提到他所讲的一句话。
In our evangelical services, we often mention one thing that he said.
他说：“我平生的年日又少又苦。”
He said, "My years are short and bitter."
其实他应该是一个好很好命、很荣耀的老人才对啊。
He should have been an old man who has lived a good and glorious life.
啊，其实是他的，那时候是他回想起来，你看雅各那个亚伯兰没有这样讲啦、啊，以撒没有讲说又少又苦啊，只有他。
But Abraham didn't say this. Isaac didn't say this. Only Jacob said, "I lived a short and bitter life."
但是到老年的时候，没有一个老年人就是圣经里面像他这么荣耀的。
But no other old man in the Bible has lived such a glorious life as Jacob.
他死的时候那一场婚礼，你那场丧礼，你圣经看一看，没有人像他那么备受哀荣，全那个埃及地也哭，那个他家人也哭，然后是一个好像一个国际性的丧礼啊。
Just,
那个场面很伟大的。
Just look at his funeral. It was recorded that the entire land of Egypt wept for him, and his entire family wept for him. It was an international event.
他是在苦的里面过来的。
But he lived in suffering and bitterness.
中国人讲说，人生有三大苦啊。
There's a Chinese saying that there are three bitterness in life.
就是你少年的时候失掉父母，幼年啊、哦、当孤儿的时候。
The first is to lose your parents.While you're still young.
幼年丧父，那中年初期就是你中年的时候，太太无论是跑掉了，或是离婚了，或是死掉了，这是一大苦。有人说这是好像你挑一个担子，到中途那个你的扁担断了，你怎么办？两个手又没有那么力气，两个一起扛也不是，那怎么办？
And the second is to lose your spouse, either when they run away with someone else or when they pass away.
那再说是老年丧子，也是一大苦。
And the third is to lose your child when you're old.
就是所谓的白华人送黑华人。
It is tough for parents to bury their child.
就是老年丧子，因为你的希望是下一代嘛，你老的时候才死掉儿子，那真是也是人生一大苦。
And these are all quite sorrowful things.
这个雅各几乎这三都遇到。
And Jacob has encountered all of these.
他还没有结婚的时候，他就离开妈妈了。
Before he was married.His mother left him.
如果没有结婚算小孩子的话，那时候他是小孩子。
And he should be considered a child because he was unmarried.
他离家之后再也见不到妈妈了，回来妈妈也死了。
And after he left home without seeing his mother, and when he returned home, his mother had already died.
他离开家那二十年实在被欺侮的好厉害。妈妈不在的时候。
And in the 20 years when he was away from his mother, he was taken advantage of.
有妈妈的孩子是个宝啊。
It is good for a child to be with their mother.
你不会随便别人叫你宝宝的，只有你妈妈会叫你宝宝而已。
Only your mom will call you baby.
那你他中年的时候，他用了七年看成好几天的，哦，七年很长啊，他把他看作几天，就是意志力很强、很爱的最爱的妻子死掉了。
And he worked 7 years for his wife, and yet his wife passed away.
他努力争取来的，这个眼睛大大的、很有神的、很漂亮的这个太太死了。剩下那个眼睛没有神的，我看他不喜欢了。
He had worked so hard for his beautiful eyes with beautiful eyes, but she died, and only the other one who he did not like was left.
老年人说他一个家乱糟糟的。
And when he was an old man, his family was a mess.
你看，十个大哥联合起来把一个小那个老十一就是约瑟卖掉，本来是要把他杀掉的。
The 10 older brothers decided to sell their little brother.
所以，那这个小儿子又是他最喜欢的。
And that son was his favorite.
创世纪三十七章三十四节那边记载。
In Genesis chapter 37 verse 34 it says.
当他听到这个约瑟死的消息，他撕裂衣服，他说：“我要悲哀的下阴间呐。”
When he heard the news that Joseph had died, he ripped apart his robe and said, "I shall."Die in sorrow.
从那时候开始
From then on,
他圣经说他心里冰凉了
The Bible says his heart became ice cold.
虽然有孩子那么多没有用了，没有办法安慰他，他们安慰他，他说不受安慰
Even though he had many other children, he refused comfort.
你再用什么甜言蜜语，没有办法安慰他的心了
There was no one who could talk him out of all of his misery.
对他来讲, 这个儿子死了,
because the son who he loved the most died.
所以等到他的人家说, 啊,
that is why when he found out that the son actually became the prime minister,
45章27节那边记载,
in chapter 45, verse 27,
他听了不高, 没有什么高兴, 没有怀疑, 圣经说他是心里冰凉啊,
did not receive the news with joy. The Bible said his heart was cold.
一个冰凉的心, 你还能够叫他活得快乐吗?
How can he live a happy life?
还有什么可以值得夸口的吗?
How could he have anything to boast?
他到老年的时候, 虽然不是真正的死, 但对他来讲, 已经死掉孩子了。
When he was old, even though his son didn't actually die, to him, his son had died.
所以他是, 他讲的是对, 他是一生苦命的雅各。
So what he said was true. He had lived a bitter life.
神也蛮同情他的。
And God had pity on him.
神对他怎么讲呢?
What did God tell him?
我们看那个, 以赛亚书41章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 41.
以赛亚书41章第14节。
Isaiah 41:14. God called Jacob a worm.
我们一听到虫，若是毛毛虫，一定是很不舒服的。
If you think of caterpillars, some people may get goosebumps.
前几天而已，在那个Almonte教会，那个有一个韩国的神学生，他的太太看到一条虫在路上，啊，有大叫。
A few days ago, when I was in Almonte, a wife of a student once saw a caterpillar and she began to scream.
她先生是说当英雄啊，一去一脚把它踩死了。And
her husband played a hero and stepped on the worm.
这个雅各他虽然 不是说一条大毒虫，大害虫。
Even though Jacob was not a poisonous worm,
至少他是一个可怜虫啊。
But at least he's a pitiful worm.
他生下来就是当老二。
He was the second born.
在当时社会环境又好像不太容许他。
And he was not accepted by society.
他们这个家到最后就变成两党在那边你争我夺的。
And his household was split apart.
那他的哥哥，他还在当王老五的时候，如果我们看那个创世纪26章，他哥哥已经娶了两个赫人外邦人的女子啊。And
while his brother had already married two wives, he had no one to marry.
这时候他妈妈说，跟他哥跟爸爸说，啊，这个老大娶了这个外两个外邦人女孩子，我心都不想活了，命都不要，因为不好啊。And
his mother had told his father, Esau had married two wives, and they trouble me so much, I don't want to live anymore.
那个38章第9节, 他哥哥听到这样子, 好, 再娶一个那个亚伯兰这边的, 他们同族的。
And in chapter 38, it records that Esau heard this, and he said, fine, then I'll marry someone from our family.
所以以扫当时是一个无神的一个强人。
So Esau was, at the time, was a superman, he didn't need God.
那我们可怜的这个雅各, 还有老远的从 迦南地跑到北边哈兰，差不多四五百迈的地方，他说用走的啊，去娶老婆。But
poor Jacob had to travel 400 or 500 miles away from his home to find someone to marry.
但是神对他老早有应许啊。But
God had already made a promise to him.
就是因为他不能坚守神的应许。But
it is because he could not hold on to God's promise.
他不是忘记，他妈妈也没有忘记，只是不能坚守，所以开始受苦。
Neither he nor his mother forgot this promise, but they could not hold on to it.
他就离家。So
he left home.
一个老是住在帐篷里面的人，也没有出去远路，现在开始要走路了。The
one who has always been staying in the tent left home and traveled.
开始要趟这双腿开始走了。And
he walked on his own legs.
第一站他就走到了伯特利。The
first place he arrived was Bethel.
那时候太阳下山。
And at sunset,
创世纪28章,
turn to Genesis chapter 28. This is the story of the heavenly ladder. He left Beersheba.
那别示巴, 然后走到一个地方, 太阳下山。
he arrived at the place and the sun set.
他去那里, 他的舅舅家, 他没有去过,
he had never been to his uncle's home.
那时候没有像现在可以搭便车或是可以做什么的, 他只是一路问, 一路走,
and he had to ask for directions as he traveled.
前途不晓在哪里,
and he did not know where his future was.
他有家要归不得,
he had a home, but he could not return to it.
因为他哥哥要杀他,
because his brother wanted to kill him.
这时候心情是很飘泊的, 是很彷徨的,
and of course, he did not know what to do.
人在最彷徨, 最痛苦的时候, 若遇到晚上, 遇到黄昏的时候, 又独自在一个人的时候, 那时候心境, 又更加的惆怅,
during a time of desperation, during sunset, when you are alone, you must feel very lonely.
太阳下山, 他就在那里, 就拿一个石头, 就枕着就睡了,
so he took a rock as a pillow, and slept.
在这个时候, 神第一次向他显现,
and God appeared to him for the first time.
神是主动地找他,
God sought him out.
主神完全地爱他,
God loved him completely.
他没有做什么好的功德啊, 他没有一生到现在没有做什么, 好的德性,
in his life he had not done anything right.
他的安静的个性也没有说, 在那边祷告, 在那边想神的话语, 没有啊, 他在帐篷里面耍诈,
even though he was quiet, he did not exactly spend his time studying the scripture and pray. Instead, he was planning against his brother.
神就跟他显现,
but God appeared to him.
神说, 我是你的祖先, 亚伯拉罕, 以撒的神,
God said, I'm the God of Abraham and Isaac.
那我要祝福你,
and I will bless you.
因为神在爱他,
because God loves him.
神说, 我要带你去, 然后再回来, 我不弃绝你,
God said, I will never forsake you.
那神在16-15节最后神说, 我一定要成全向你所应许的。
In verse 15, God says, I will do what I have promised you.
神的应许一定会成就你, 不要急。
God's promise shall be fulfilled always.
你一急的话就做出一些,你虽然是好意啊, 做出一些回晚神的事情。
If you can't wait, then you will do something that is against God's will.
你做出这些事情, 可能以后你会自己要受苦的啦。
And you will suffer in the future for what you have done.
我们看第16节。
Let's look at verse 16.
这时候他的信仰很幼稚啊。
And his faith was quite immature at the time.
他醒了就说, 哎呦, 神真的在这里啊, 我竟不知道。 第17节,
in verse 17,
就惧怕说, 这地方何等可畏啊, 好可怕的地方啊, 这不是别人, 乃是神的殿, 也是天的门。 这时候他的信仰, 他以为神是他爸爸的神, 应该留在他爸爸家, 怎么神就跑到这里来了。
He was surprised that the Lord of his father could actually be with him at the time.
我也不知道神会跑到这里来。
He said, how could God be in this place?
好可怕。
It is so frightening.
所以他这种信仰, 不是把神看成全人的,
so in his faith, he did not see God as almighty.
所以他接下来的反应也是跟当时的拜偶像人的心态一样的。
So see, his reaction to this event was exactly the same as the idol worshippers.
他说, 哦, 这个石头就把它浇油立柱, 给它取名叫做伯特利。
So he took the stone and set it up as a pillar and named it Bethel.
24节,
in verse 20,
我们看他的许愿就是一种交换性的商业性的一种信仰。
He made a vow, which was he made a deal with God.
创世纪28章20节,
let's look at Genesis 28 verse 20.
雅各许愿说, 神若与我同在, 在我所行的路上保佑我, 又给我食物吃衣服穿, 有吃有穿, 20节,
and 21,
那使我平平安安地回到父亲的家, 那我就必以主为我的神。 所以这是交换了, 如果你保我平安给我吃给我穿, 那我就把你当神啊, 如果你不让我吃有吃有穿有平安, 那大家, 拉倒。
He basically said to God, if you give me food and clothe me, then you're God to me, otherwise I have no idea.
那22节,
and verse 22,
如果你真的保护我平安了，我还给你一点好处，就是我所立的这个柱子哈，也必做神的殿。那你所赐给我的，我要给你十分之一。他好小气，神给他的，他只要给他十分之一而已。他没有说我全部给你。
And he said, if you protect me, then I will even set a stone for you, and I will offer tenth, and it's not even a whole lot, a tenth.
所以这是一种交换条件的信仰。
He tried to make an exchange with God.
这是一开始啦。At least this was a beginning. 当然你没有上小学就不能上中学，不能上大学啦。你不能说你上小学是错的。
Of course, if you don't attend grade school, then you can't attend high school and college. You can't say it's wrong to go to grade school.
这要告诉我们信仰要进步。
This tells us that we must improve in our faith.
我们刚开始每个人可能都有这种阶段，不是说啊这样就一定下地狱啊，不是这样子。
Perhaps many of us begin in the same way, and that doesn't mean you will go to hell.
你要进步。
But you must improve.
我们看到雅各也是信仰之父啊，信仰之祖里面之一啊，从刚开始这信仰很幼稚的。
Jacob was also a forefather of our faith, but look at how he began.
他的神也是交换条件的神。
His God was one with whom he could trade.
神也是爱他。
But God loved him.
好，我们刚讲过，你抓人就会被抓了。
We just said that if you grasp others, you will soon be grasped.
不是有一句话说，恶马恶人骑啊，那个胤祀马遇到关老爷有没有？就说你。 这只马你很恶啊，但是还有一个恶人会骑到你头上去啊。You
will always find someone who is more cunning than you.
他很厉害哦，他的哥哥拿他没办法。His
brother had no way to deal with him.
他哥哥最后跟他讲什么话？What
did his older brother say in the end?
他哥哥本来是很个性的，不在意的，到最后他哥哥哭了。Even
though his brother was carefree. But he wept.
我们看27章的34节。Let's
look at chapter 27, verse 34.
以扫得不到祝福，他就放声痛哭，说：“我父啊，求你给我祝福啦！”以扫说：“对不起啦，已经没有了。”36节。In
verse 36.
以扫说：“他名字雅各岂不正对啊？雅各就抓了。哦，那因为他欺骗了我两次啊，从前夺了我长子的名分一次，现在他又夺了我的福分。” 长子名分跟福分是分开的，不一样。The birthright
of the firstborn is different from the blessing of the firstborn.
长子的话就是财产了哈，在古说，你长子的话分财产分两份。The
right of the firstborn is considers the inheritance. He gets twice as much.
但是这个祝福呢，是爸爸喜欢谁就祝福谁，就不一定要祝福长子。像那个雅各也没有祝福长子流便。 不是的，这分开的。
But the blessing, the father could bless whichever son he likes the most.
像后来刘辩，他虽然有长子的名分，但是呢，没有长子的祝福。
For example, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, had the right of the firstborn, but he did not receive the blessing.
那雅各他骗了他哥哥两次。
Jacob cheated his brother twice.
好，他现在到他的舅舅家了。
So now he had arrived to his uncle's house.
一山还比一山高，他遇到这个郎中更厉害。Now
he found somebody who was more cunning than he was.
他本来以为他这双手是很会抓的，他哥哥被他抓得死死的，没有办法。He
thought that he was quite smart and could play with his brother.
他虽然信神，但是他是人本主义，以自己的能力要来做事。
Even though he believed in God, he was self-centered and carried on according to his own will.
他要走在神的旨意前面，好像要带着神走一层路一样。It
was as if he was leading God.
他用自己的小聪明，要抢在神应许的实现之前。He
tried to use his wit to carry out God's promise.
他苦也就来了。And
now his suffering, he will suffer.
他在他的舅舅家开始，这是一个训练的开始。And
the training begins. In his uncle's house.
这只是开始耶，这是对抗个性的操练。
This was only a beginning, a training for his personality.
我们看到雅各这个人意志力量坚强。
We could see that Jacob was determined.
他要的东西一定抓到手。
If he wanted it, he had to get it.
我们刚刚看到，他看到的那个小表妹比较漂亮，他就一定要这个。
He saw the cousin whom he loved, and he wanted her.
所以他意志力量很坚强，爱情很深，深到。 把七年看作几天，拜托七年要过很久哎。He
was so determined, and he loved the woman so much. He viewed the 7 years as a few days.
但是因为他的意志坚强，他的爱让这个七年缩短成几天而已。But
since he loved her so much, it seemed only a few days.
所以他是一个人文主义，以人为主，以人的力量摆在中间的这样的很意志坚强一个人。
So he tried to overcome the problems with his own determination.
哪里晓得他的舅舅不吭声当中就把他摔倒在地了。
But his uncle, beat him quite easily.
偷偷的给他那个眼睛没有神的给他当太太。
He gave him the daughter with the ugly eyes.
有人如果想说，哎呀，落难了，算了，就是这样子。他不要。
Some may say, oh, well, you have, that's the way it is.
将就，他也不要将就，一定要那个眼睛漂亮的才要。
But Jacob wanted the pretty one.
那个生的俊美的才要，那个眼睛没有神的利亚不要。
He did not want Leah.
那要没有关系，好，再七年。
He said, "I will wait 7 more years."
人生在壮年的时候有几个七年啊
？And how many 7 years do you have in your life?
他甘愿用14年换取一个漂亮的太太。
He exchanged 14 years of his life for a beautiful wife.
他的舅舅也晓得他的弱点吧。
And his uncle knew his weakness.
抓住他。
So he grasped onto it.
后来他舅舅晓得说，我这个外甥也是有神的。
Then the uncle knew that God was with his nephew.
他舅舅后来自己讲的。
He said so himself.
说因为你来啊，所以神祝福我。
He said, because you're here,That is why God has blessed me.
那亚
Jacob also knew this fact.
那他的舅舅就好像被那个抓住他。
So his uncle tried to hold on to him.
把他好像一棵摇钱树抓着摇。
As if he was a money tree.
一摇就20年了。
And he held on to him for 20 years.
不让他走。
He did not allow him to leave.
这个雅各被摇到最后也是受不了。
And Jacob couldn't stand it anymore.
他为了这两个太太，跟他。舅舅做免费的工啊，做了14年。
He had already done free labor for his uncle because of his two wives.
那再来，他的舅舅就求他说：“拜托，然后你再继续啦，不然你走了，这个摇钱树走了怎么办
？”And finally, his uncle pleaded him not to leave.
那我们来定工价，你从现在开始之后就要给你工钱了。
So his uncle said, "I will pay you for your work now."
但是呢，虽然是这样子，但是他舅舅还是很耍诈。
Even so, his uncle tried to cheat him.
在这个20年里面，雅各一句话都不敢吭声。
And in these 20 years, Jacob said nothing.
你还有利用价值的时候，大家都感觉不错了。
When you're still of some value, then people will treat you well.
慢慢，雅各后来自己有自己的财产了、啊，他的那个舅舅或是舅舅的儿子们看看，也不太对。
And finally, Jacob himself became prosperous.
所以第31章，雅各自己也感觉出来了。以前做免费的工的时候还比较客气啊，现在怎么我也有哈、哦、领到薪水了，怎么这样气色不好了，脸大都喷喷的。
And Jacob himself noticed this. He said, "People treat me pretty well when I was working for free, but now that they're paying me, they don't treat me as well anymore."
这20年来，他的腿应该训练得蛮不错的。
In these 20 years, he must have strong legs.
自己现在就要偷溜掉了。
And now he was going to run away.
跟他儿女们说，我看不溜不行啊，你爸爸对我气色太不好了。
He told his wives, "Your dad doesn't look too good. Let's leave."
所以趁着他的岳父，就是他的舅舅，出差，就是到很远的地方去，有三天的路程去剪羊毛的时候，他偷偷溜掉。
So while his father-in-law and his uncle were away working, he decided to flee.
到了第三天，他舅舅知道了。
And in the third day, his uncle found out.
他这个舅舅也是意志很坚强的人啊。
And this uncle was also a man of strong will.
平常人说他被我欺负了20年就够了，他已经走了3天嘛，放他一马算了。
You might say I have cheated him for 20 years. I'll just let him go, but he did not do so.
他舅舅想说，这个摇钱树让他跑掉，怎么可以追？
His uncle said, "How could he leave? Let's go after him."
若被他追上，这个雅各又永远没有脱身的机会了。
If he caught up to Jacob, then Jacob had no way to escape again.
但是这时候神出面了。
But now God appeared.
就在隔天两个人要相遇的时候，神就在指责了这个他的舅舅。
In the day when his uncle is about to catch up to him, God appeared to him.
神跟他警告，警告他的舅舅说：“你遇到他，你不要跟他说好善说歹啊，你不能跟他说好话说，你不能跟他讲一句恐吓的话。”
God warned him not to threaten Jacob.
那这时候雅各也知道了。
And Jacob also knew this.
雅各人这个人真会抓。
And he was truly grasping onto it.
他以前抓住哥哥。
He held on to his brother.
那现在呢，抓住了神来警告他舅舅的机会。
Now he had held on to this chance when God warned his uncle.
这也是他唯一的机会了。
And this was his only chance.
所以他就，人家说狐假虎威哈，仗着神的势力骂他的舅舅，骂大骂一通。
So with God behind his back, he began to scold his uncle.
他二十年来不敢讲话的。
He did not dare to say a word in the 20 years.
我们看三十一章的三十六节。
Let's turn to chapter 31, verse 36.
创世纪三十章三十六节，雅各就发怒，斥责拉班。哦，这时候他可能也是仗得狠狠的。
It says Jacob was angry and took Laban to task.
因为他的话也是那个咄咄逼人呢。
And he spoke quite harshly.
他说：“我有什么罪？有什么罪哦？你为什么这样赶我？”以前他不敢这样讲的。
He did not dare to say something like this before.
然后他再把二十年来的苦水在这边吐出来了。
And he began to complain about the past 20 years.
他说：“你都是欺负我。”
He said, "You have always cheated me."
那我们看四十节。
Let's look at verse 40.
这是他四十年来的生活的写照。
And this was a description of his life.
这种生活不是我们每个人都会受到的。
And this we all not all of us may live this life.
就雅各式的人生才会遇到。
Only if you live like Jacob.
我白日受尽干热，黑夜受尽寒霜，不得合眼睡着。我常是这样子，是多么痛苦的事情！外在有环境的煎熬，里面有内心的睡不着。
How painful was this? And his environment was harsh, and he could not even sleep.
如果能够外面坐得累累回来一睡着就可以了，但是他晚上也睡不着觉。
It would be nice if you could fall asleep right away after a day's work, but
不是一天
两天, he couldn't even do that.
是常年的了。
And it wasn't for a few days, but for every year.
四十一节。
Verse 41.
我这二十年来在你家为你的两个女儿服侍，服侍就是做牛做马了，做了十四年了，为你的羊群服侍六年了，你又十次改了我的工匠。所以，他这是满腹的苦水。
He had a lot of complaints.
他骗了他哥哥两次。
He cheated his brother two times.
这时候他被他的舅舅骗十次。
But his uncle cheated him 10 times.
在创世纪，在那个出埃及记二十二章第一节那边有记载。
It is recorded in Exodus chapter 22 verse 1.
如果你偷人家的羊
，If you steal someone's sheep，
一只羊要赔四只。
You must return to the person 4 sheep.
如果你偷人家的牛啊。
If he steals someone's cattle,
偷一只要赔五只啊。
You must return 5 to him.
比较重的刑罚就是了。
This was a heavy punishment.
那个大卫，他拿单讲个故事给他听，他最后说要赔四倍，那是偷羊才四倍。如果偷牛，重大的这个惩罚呢，五倍。
And when the prophet Nathan spoke to David, he also talked about the same punishment.
这时候他也是以最高标准的那个。五倍的惩罚，他还被骗了五次，赔了五倍，骗了人家两次，现在被骗十次。你怎么样骗人，可能有时候会更加倍的你被骗。
And Jacob's punishment was even more severe. He cheated someone twice, and he was cheated himself 10 times.
这个骗他是十次改工匠，不是故意的啊！你也晓得说很无理的，但是你也没办法。
His wage was changed 10 times, but he couldn't do anything about it.
我看在二十年里面，他能够体验到他骗他哥哥的那种他哥哥的心情。
In the 20 years that he was working, he probably felt how his brother felt.
我们欺负人的时候比较爽快了哈。
It feels good when you cheat other people.
但是如果你同样被欺负的时候，你就想说，哎呀，被我欺负那个人也不是那么爽快的。
But if you've been cheated, then you know how the other person felt.
这时候他可能在二十年的训练里面能够想起他哥哥。
In this 20 years of training, he may have thought of his brother.
这是神对他个性的一个操练。
And this was the training from God.
纯粹个性。
and it is on to his character.
当然他骂完之后他就跟他的那个舅舅立约了。
And after he yelled at his uncle, he made a vow with him.
啊，在立约当中我们知道他以神为他们中间的证人。
And he used God as his witness.
所以在这20年里面神对他个性的操练。
And this is a training of his character from God.
所以有时候你的个性是成为你神操练你的一个目标。
So your character and your personality is the target of training from God.
爱抓的雅各就被抓了20年。
Jacob, who liked to grasp and hold on to others, was himself held
on to. 爱骗的雅各就被骗了5倍。
He liked to cheat other people, and he himself was cheated 5 times.
当他在他的个性得到操练完毕之后。
But after this training,
他还继续在走路的。
He continued to travel.
我们看创世章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 32, verse 1.
创世纪三十二章第一节。
Genesis chapter 32, verse 1.
雅各仍旧行路、哦、他继续走了。
Jacob went on his way.
我们把它看成他走向了另外一个的操练。
He walked to another training.
他现在要面对的是他哥哥。
Now he was about to face his own brother.
面对的哥哥也是面对他以前他的舅母，面对他以前的 老雅各啦，以前的罪恶，以前的软弱，以前的无奈。
He was about to face his old self.
他为什么离开家的？
Why did he leave home?
就是因为他骗了哥哥，哥哥要杀他。
Because he cheated his brother, and his brother was going to kill him.
这不是他光荣历史啊。
This was not something good to remember.
这是他内心最痛的伤痕。
This was a painful past.
我们常常我们在灵修上面也有死点。
Often we have the same thing in our spirituality.
自己没有办法克服的。
Something that we cannot overcome.
有时候我们感觉无奈。
And we feel helpless about it.
有时候常常我们会逃避。
Sometimes we try to escape from it.
人遇到困难，遇到自己的无奈，当然逃避，以为这样好像鸵鸟一样，人家追追追到最后，就要把头伸藏在那个沙子里面，就说我看不见世界了。
When we have difficulties that we cannot overcome, we're just like an ostrich that buries its head under the sand.
我看不见你了，所以你也看不见我。
If I can't see it, then the trouble cannot see me.
就说雅各他很怕了，现在要遇到。
Jacob had to face something that he feared the most.
他现在面临的就是20年前他内心的伤痕。
He had to face the pain from 20 years ago.
他如果能够面对的话，也就是能够面对神了。
If he were able to face it, then he was able to face God.
这是神开始要对他灵性的操练。
This was the training from God.
神实在是慈爱的。
But God is loving.
他刚刚要去他的舅舅家，还没去，神就在伯特利向他显现。
Before he even arrived at his uncle's house, God appeared to him.
那个这时候他要见哥哥之前，神也派军队军兵在那里让他看见。
And even before he met his brother again, he saw the army of God.
他人就行路，神的使者遇见他。第二节，雅各看见他们，就说：“这是神的军兵。”于是给那地方叫做马哈练，就是两个军兵，两队军队的意思啊。所以这时候神派军队跟他同行啊，神安慰他。
The angel of God walked with him and comforted him.
所以神常常保护他。
God was constantly protecting him.
但是他的信心还要再增长。
But he still struggled in his faith.
他还是用人的方式。
He tried to solve the problem with his own methods.
他不晓得哥哥最近怎么样了。
He did not know how his brother was.
气是不是消了？
Whether he was still angry or not.
20年来是不是也不恨了？
In the 20 years, does his brother still hate him?
他不知道，他是踌躇的。
He did not know anything.
他现在要见神的面。
And now he was about to face God.
因为他要见哥哥的面。
Because he was going to face his own brother.
结果我们知道他看了神的面，他讲说我是见到了神的面。
And when he met his brother, he said, I have seen the face of God.
就说他就先还没见到以前他害怕了，他先派一些人去探听探听看到底哥哥怎么样。
And before he met his brother, he was afraid, so he sent someone to check check out the situation.
他所差的人回来,不得了啊, 他哥哥带着400个人的迎着他来。
And when they returned, they said, your brother had took 400 men to meet you.
所以第七节,雅各就甚惧怕,
In verse 7, it says, Jacob was in great fear and distress.
他忘记了刚刚神跟他显现, 就是神的军兵跟他相, 那个同在, 他没有想说, 神的一个, 天使的也抵得过他, 400个哥哥的那个带来的人啊, 他没有想这样子, 把神的力量, 他只是把他先放在那里, 他还讲好像没有用,
and God's comfort was useless to him.
害怕还是害怕,
he was still afraid.
愁烦还是愁烦,
and he was still worried.
那一害怕一愁烦就用人的方法来解决了,
and then he tried to solve the problem himself.
那个自私的雅各又出来了,
and we see the old Jacob.
他就把他 那个用人的方法了，把那个他的牛羊分两队了。他说，如果哥哥来杀这队，这队跑；杀这队，这队又跑。
So he divided his flocks into two groups and said, if my brother goes after one group, the other can flee.
他这是人能够做到的方式啊，他不要全部死啊，至少活一半。And
this was the best he can do, at least save half.
然后呢，他想这个也不这个这样子想好了，然后他又想说，哎，送点礼物给哥哥，可能也是一个方法。Then
he thought, I should bring gifts to my brother.
第十三节他就开始了。In
verse 13, and he selected a gift for his brother.
从十四节到十五节，我们把它算一算，他有十样的礼物啊，十钱的礼物，十钱大补给他补过去。
From verse 14 to 15, we see that he gave 10 types of gifts to his brother.
并且雅各很聪明啊。And
he was smart.
他不是一次全部送过去，他是 一样一样送,
he did not hand over everything at once. Instead, he gave one thing at a time.
16节他说送一样之后就再停一下，然后每一堆礼物都叫一个仆人带，那送一样去等一下再送第二样。他说你收到第十样可能手也软了。He
sent one group over and waited, and he said, and every time he sent another servant over.
所以他自己这边准备好礼物也送过去了。Now
he was prepared himself and he has given the gift.
所以21节说，于是礼物先过去了，礼要送在先，不要送在后。送在后已经事情已成了，没有用了。先送礼，送在先，他很聪明的，送过去了。So
his gifts went ahead of him.
那21节说，礼物送过去，他那夜雅各在队中住宿，就是说他分两队，对不对？他这时候还没有分好，还没有分开，他 还是这个人还不错，还在队里面啊，一起住下来。
And verse 21, it says that Jacob spent the night in the camp before they were split up.
他头脑很聪明的，一直想晚上可能睡不着。He
was very smart, and he probably could not sleep that night.
因为明天就要遇到哥哥了。Because
the next day he was going to see his brother.
哥哥就要来了。And
his older brother will meet him.
22节，他睡到一半，可能就赶快爬起来。And
in verse 22, he got up in the middle of the night.
说夜间起来。 然后他带着两个妻子跟两个子女，他有四个哈，就把还有11个儿子，都把他带过亚伯渡口，把他带过河那边去。So
he took his two wives and maidservants and his 11 sons and crossed the ford.
那23节打发他们过河，又打发所有的都过去。And
in verse 23, he sent them across the stream and sent over all his possessions.
他急不得到明天才送这些人过去，过河也不容易的人那么大堆。 有小孩子，有妇人过河，但是他想，为什么想到这样子呢？
He could not wait until tomorrow to send his family over. And why did he think that?
他很自私的。
He was quite selfish.
哥哥从那边来。
His brother was coming from one direction.
这是一条河啊。
This is a river.
他先把这些老弱妇孺送过去。
He sent over the women and children.
24节。
And in verse 24.
他剩下雅各一人在河这边。So
now he was alone.
意思说晚上如果万一哥哥来突袭的话，他们死光算了。So
at night, if his brother had a surprise attack, then they will die, but he will be saved.
他一个人在这边，至少要一个河啊。那边在打的时候，自己也听到啊，不会睡那么沉啊。他可能整夜不敢睡了。他溜了，因为他这个腿蛮不错的，他东奔西跑的腿啊，从南边跑到北边，现在又跑回来，这双腿厉害的。
He was across the river, so his man could find his brother and he would be safe.
像这样的先生，我看糟糕了。
And what kind of a husband is this?
可以牺牲太太、牺牲儿女、 保全自己的性命。
He was willing to sacrifice his wives and children in order to save himself.
刚刚神才选军队给他看呢。
God has just shown him an army.
他一点信心都没有。
But he had no faith.
但还是靠自己的聪明。
He still relied on his own intelligence.
二十四节，他没有想到剩下一个人，有一个人来跟他摔跤。
But in verse 24, a man wrestled with him even though he was alone.
这时候雅各已经吓死了。
He must have been scared to death.
他说，晚上了，我队伍已经送过去了，这个人从哪里来的？
Where did this man come from?
夜，晚上哈，还要独自一个人，并且面临的生死未卜的明天，怎么会有一个人来？
It was at night, he was alone, and he did not know whether he'll survive tomorrow. And a man came and wrestled him.
跟这个人一接触，就跟他拼了。
So Jacob fought with all his might.
他已经想这是哥哥派来奸细或是什么的。
He probably thought this man was a spy from his brother.
所以这是一场耐力的操练。
So this was the training.
我们看到这雅各的斗志很高昂。
We could see that he had a strong fighting spirit.
他是一个真的现代人有积极那个思想的人。
He was a man that was trained.
哦，这是一场生死的战斗。
It was a fight for life and death.
他一定不会把神，这个人一定，他不会想说这个人是神呐。
He probably did not realize that this man was God.
他也不知道。
He did not know.
如果知道的话，历史以来知道神马上跪在那里，哪有会跟神那个摔跤的？所以你不可以说他跟神摔跤啊。他不知道，那虽然那个是神啊。
You cannot say that he wrestled with God because.If he knew it was God, he probably would have bowed down instead of wrestled him.
这事你也不能说他在祷告啊。
And you cannot say he was praying.
祷告的话不是这样，祷告是祈求，你向神求的。祷告是跪在那里的，他是跟他拼命的。
No one pray like this. Everyone would kneel down and ask God for what they want instead of fighting God.
因为二十四节说有一个人来，他没有说有一个神来。
In verse 24, it said a man wrestled with him.
我们知道这个就是神。
We know this is God.
有时候我们用自己的意志要通过什么东西的话，你不知道，你就是在跟神在摔跤呢。
A lot of times when we try to overcome something with our own will, we are wrestling with God.
神那时候就让你在那边摔好了。
And God allowed this to continue.
可到天亮了。
Until daybreak.
那个人要走了。
The man was about to leave.
其实那个人如果一来之后就摸他的大腿，他老早腿就瘸了。
If the man had touched his leg, then Jacob would immediately become lame.
大腿一瘸，这时候雅各才晓得说，糟了。
Then Jacob realized something was wrong.
隔天哥哥要来了。
My brother was coming.
这双腿本来要跑的。
I was going to run away.
计划好好的，现在这双腿跑不掉了。
I had such a good plan, but now I can't even run.
那这个人一定不是谁。不是敌人，而是应该是神的。
Then this man cannot be the enemy; he must have been God.
所以他才求他说：“拜托你给我祝福。”
That is why he asked the man to bless him.
这时候是用求的。
Now he pleaded.
他们两个在摔跤的时候是平行的了。
They were on even ground when they were wrestling.
你跟一个平辈才是摔跤。
You can only wrestle someone that is your equal.
你不会真正的跟你的老祖父摔跤啊。
You will never wrestle your own grandpa.
你只能说你给我祝福啊。
You can only say, please bless me.
对神也是这样子，祝福在希伯来书第七章第七节来说是位份大的跟位份小的祝福。
Hebrews chapter 7 verse 7 says, only the older or the greater can bless the lesser.
所以当他大腿瘸的时候，雅各才晓得这是神。
When he became crippled, now then he knew it was God.
这时候才是。神对他在灵性上面的一个操练。
And this was the training from God.
他这时候才晓得神是神。
Now he knew that it was God.
他腿就瘸了。
And he became crippled.
这时候他要见到神的面了。
Now he has seen the face of God.
神就给他祝福。
And God blessed him.
神就改他的名字。
And God changed his name.
你要换个人生方向。
You must change your life and your direction.
你不要再抓了。
Don't continue to grasp.
你不要叫做雅各了。
You shall no longer be called Jacob.
雅各叫做抓。
Jacob, which meant grasping.
你现在叫做以色列。
But you shall be called Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
Israel meant the prince of God.
以色列就是跟神较量得胜。
Israel is the one who had wrestled with God.
你不要跟人在那边争，以为说你争胜了别人，这样是 没有什么价值。
Do not continue to struggle with other men.
你要在属灵上面跟神被神操练，然后得胜，这才是对的。
But you shall be trained by God and be victorious.
在那个时候，他就给他祝福了。
And God blessed him.
雅各就称那个地方叫做皮努伊了。
That is why Jacob named the place Peniel.
皮努就是盆怒，就是那个脸呐。
And the word Penu means the face.
El 就是神，神的脸，他看到神的脸。
And El is God. He has seen the face of God.
他看到神的面。
And he has seen the face of God.
看到神面的人，另外一种风貌啊。
He has seen another side of God.
31节。
In verse 31,
太阳出来了。
The sun rose above him.
太阳出来本来是一个新生。
This was the new beginning.
一个新的生命。
A new life.
新的一天。
A new day.
暗夜过去了。
The night has passed.
这个希望所造的呢，是一个瘸腿的人。
But the sun shone on a limp man.
人瘸腿的时候才会看到神的恩典。
Only when you're limping will you see God.
当你破碎了自己，破碎一个本我论，以自我的全头为中心的这样的人，当腿瘸了、跑不了了、断了自我之后，才能看到神的面。
Only when you have broken your own will, when you cannot run anymore, then you will look at God.
他破碎了自己。
He had broken himself.
这时候，神的希望才出现。
Then God, the hope of God appeared.
太阳出来，照的是。以常人来讲，是一个残废的人。
The sun rose above a handicapped man.
他残废了。
He was crippled.
但神在他里面也新生了。
But the new life of God was beginning in.
没有死就没有生。
Without death, there is no life.
没有瘸腿的雅各就没有那个看得到神面的以色列。
Without a crippled Jacob, there would be no Israel who saw the face of God.
这是一个很大的转变。
This was a great turning point.
这就是经过皮努伊的雅各。
And this was Jacob at Peniel.